Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ether Options shows bias for weakness over 3 months. The cryptocurrency's 90-day puts are more expensive than calls on Deribit for the first time since January. That's according to Amber Data. This call put skew means that crypto investors are now betting that Ethereum's native token will drop in value over the next 3 months. A call put skew is an options market measure that reveals what traders are willing to pay to hedge or acquire an asymmetric payout from bullish or bearish price movements. Bitcoin's next halving is imminent, likely to happen on Friday or Saturday, but a large amount of developers have their attention turned to an event that's expected to happen directly after, the launch of KC Rotomore's Runes protocol. Rotomore's big project released last year was the Ordinals protocol, a protocol for creating NFT-like inscriptions on Bitcoin. The Runes protocol will allow users to spin up scads of tokens on top of Bitcoin, like those commonly seen on other blockchains like Ethereum and Solana. Some think that this could build on the success of Ordinals. And U.S. Senators Cynthia Lummis and Kirsten Gillibrand have unveiled a new bill in hopes to move the needle on stablecoin legislation. The narrowly tailored bill seeks to define how stablecoins will operate in the United States. Under their proposed bill, payment stablecoin issuers would have reserve and operational requirements, including needing to create subsidiaries specifically to issue stablecoins. The bill also requires stablecoin issuers to deal in dollar-backed tokens. That's it for CoinDesk Daily. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.